All right, the big news of the day, the Rockies beat the Reds 12-4. Oh, that's not the big news of the day. George Karl out as Nuggets coach was announced today everywhere. In the last, what, hour and a half, the news really breaking. George Karl, of course, the reigning NBA Coach of the Year, will not return to the Denver Nuggets, according to team president Josh Kroenke. So let me get this straight, Jason. Just check my math here. NBA Executive of the Year, Masai Ujiri, didn't match the offer. Gone. Coach of the Year, George Karl, 1 year left on his contract, didn't want to renew him or extend his contract, fired. Does that work out? Does that work? Coach of the Year, Executive of the Year, seems backward, but there is something to all this. And of course, no Nuggets story is complete without our very own Nuggets insider, Nate Timmons of DenverStiffs.com. We will bring him on in 3 minutes, and the countdown begins. So yes, while that is the big news of the day, we will talk about what's next for the Nuggets. What's next for the players? Who's the next coach going to be? Lionel Hollins of the Memphis Grizzlies? If you'll remember, they were last seen in a sweep against the Spurs. But more importantly, Memphis took big strides this year. What does that mean? Is that who they go for? Gonna have to decide soon, right? Did George Karl know this at the beginning of the week while he was scouting and working with prospective draft picks? Has a weird taste in my mouth, and I don't like weird tastes in my mouth. 11:06 the time. Plenty to talk about on Agfinity Sports Day, and it's not going to be all George Karl. Yes, the Rockies win big. Cargo. Where's that been the last month? That was beautiful. NHL playoffs, preview, San Antonio Spurs, Miami Heat. Big one today. We'll be right back on Agfinity Sports Day, only on News Talk 1310, KFKA.
I've got no problem with him wanting to keep that record. What do you expect the guy to say? Oh, it'd be great to pass that record off to somebody else. No, it wouldn't.
Jim Rome had won.
The only problem with him is sometimes you can't turn off the madness. You can't turn off the animal.
Now, here's Brady Hull and Jason Homan.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm in a glass case of emotion.
That's how I feel. Thank you. Thank you, Jayhawk. All right, we'll waste no time getting into this. Welcome to Agfinity Sports Day. Joining us on the Super Shuttle Hotline, our Denver Nuggets insider, proprietor of DenverStiffs.com, Nate Timmons. Nate, thanks for joining us, man. We were just talking to you Monday about big news that happened over Friday. Here we go, less than a week later, even larger news, it would seem.
It is pretty big news. George Karl out as the head coach of the Denver Nuggets. He's been with the team since 2005, so 9 seasons here, and we're going to get a new voice in Denver.
So, all right, let's just try to – I'm trying to keep pace here with everything. And the first thing I was thinking about as soon as this hit, do you think George Karl had an idea this was going to happen Monday and Tuesday when we're talking about pre-draft workouts and he's analyzing players at that point? He's sitting down with Masai Ujiri. Did he know something like this was about to happen later in the week?
That's a good question. You know, you never know. Like, I think I told you guys that he was down there Monday and Tuesday at the pre-draft workouts. He was engaged on Monday. He was actually out there on the court working with these prospects. And Tuesday, he had Kobe Karl. His son was there playing the role of small forward against Greg Smith out of Colorado State. So, you know, I mean, he's been very engaged, and I think just to kind of see this turnaround, I don't know exactly when he knew about it, but it didn't look like he knew anything Monday or Tuesday.
Joining us on the Super Shuttle Hotline as we start the show today, Nate Timmons, proprietor of DenverStiffs.com. And as we push through and try to make sense of this, another big question that just comes straight to mind, what's next for the Nuggets? You lose your GM of the year, your executive of the year. You don't extend Karl's contract. Obviously, there's a firing there. What's next? Who are they looking at? And what takes precedence, getting a GM first or getting a head coach first?
Well, I would like to think that the GM is going to be an in-house guy that's going to get promoted in Pete D'Alessandro. Today, looking at Twitter, Adrian Wojnarowski tweets out that the Sacramento Kings are now reaching out trying to talk to D'Alessandro about their GM vacancy. They'd have to get permission from the Nuggets there to talk to him, but you know, to see another guy maybe leave, it's kind of freaking people out, and it's like, if they do want to promote D'Alessandro, now's the time to do it. Make him the GM so you get that question answered. And then, yeah, you got to start looking for a coach, but I think you do have to get the GM first because of the draft coming up on the 27th and free agency starting on the 1st, July 1st. You got a lot of, you know, decisions coming up. Andre Iguodala, obviously, and the draft and things of that nature.
Now, Nate, there's rumblings already or rumors spreading like wildfire this morning. Lionel Hollins of the Memphis Grizzlies, that was the first name that was thrown out there as far as a prospect for the Denver Nuggets. How much truth is there to that rumor? Is there much there at all?
Yeah, we have heard that the Nuggets are planning on reaching out to both Brian Shaw and Lionel Hollins to get permission to speak with them. We'll see kind of what happens there. Brian Shaw has been on the bench with the Indiana Pacers. Lionel Hollins, obviously, with the Memphis Grizzlies. Both those teams reached the conference finals this year. Both those guys are kind of known for being, you know, team-oriented guys, kind of more of what we saw here in Denver with a teamness, as George Karl liked to call it. So, you know, whether it's them or somebody else, I guess we'll be finding out in the next couple of weeks.
Another question here. With Josh Kroenke, is this more like this is kind of just a domino effect? Things are kind of spiraling out of control for Kroenke? Or do you think he knew this was all going to take place as soon as the talks with Masai Ujiri started happening? His plan was to move forward without George Karl. Was this part of his master scheme or the beginning of it? Or is this kind of a shock to him the way things have really started to play out?
I see this as two separate things. I believe, just my own opinion, that that they wanted Masai Ujiri here. They wanted him to stay. And having him leave, I think, came as, you know, kind of a shock to Josh. But the George Karl thing, I think that this is more of a sign of the Nuggets, you know, Josh Kroenke stepping forward and saying he wants to take the team in a different direction. I don't think this is a surprise thing. I think this is something that probably has been chewed on by Josh and maybe even while Masai was here, maybe by him as well. But this seems more like a calculated move of something where, you know, you look at the postseason failures of the Nuggets and, you know, it's time to move on. It's been, you know, 7 of the 9 years Karl's been here, they haven't gotten out of the first round, the other exception being when Karl wasn't on the bench. So I think it's probably time for them to move in a new direction, and I think it's a bold move by Josh. I wrote that on Denver Stiffs today, and I think it's, you know, it's probably the right move as well.
Joining us on the Super Shuttle Hotline, proprietor of DenverStiffs.com, Nate Timmons. Nate, I know you talk to the players quite a bit. Obviously, with this being so fresh, you probably haven't had a huge chance to sit down with many players. But, you know, I think the first report today was Kenneth Faried posting something on his Twitter saying, first the GM's gone, now the coach, what's next? Danilo Gallinari had professional words to say about both Karl and the organization. How do you think this is perceived in the locker room amongst the team leaders?
That's going to be kind of the interesting thing, you know. I mean, what do these guys, like, what's their opinion on it? I know that Danilo Gallinari, Anthony Randolph, and Quincy Miller are all in Denver today. I think Ty Lawson is still in town or is in town. He was in Colorado Springs, I believe, yesterday for his basketball camp. It would be interesting to know their opinion, you know, or if they have an opinion. Obviously, you look at the team with 57 wins, and, you know, in the middle of March, you're thinking that this squad had a chance to maybe get to the finals, and now you're kind of seeing a complete new direction. So I'm sure the players are a little bit confused as to, you know, kind of a, you know, you and your parents get divorced, you've got the kids saying, what did we do wrong? You know, well, you didn't really do anything wrong, maybe.
Yes, exactly, man. And I feel that way right now, and I'm just a fan, and I'm like, what did we not support? I don't know. But the next question being, with this team, you know, that was the big thing, is George Karl's been able to take mediocre to good talent and make it great, make it a 57-win team, get them into the playoffs, and then obviously we know the rest with the first-round departure. But who can fit this team? I mean, some people are of the opinion that George Karl was the one holding all the pieces together. No other coach could take a guy like Ty Lawson, Kenneth Faried, and turn these guys around into playoff-caliber team. can a guy like Lionel Hollins adapt and make this team great, or at least a playoff team?
Yeah, Lionel Hollins had some pretty good success down there. I mean, if you kind of look at Mike Conley, he's the young guy. He actually plays a fairly similar game to Ty Lawson, not the exact same, but they're similar quick guards. They like, you know, they have the ball in their hands, they make plays. But Mike Conley's really coming to his own under Lionel Hollins, so you could maybe give him some credit for that. The style that Hollins plays is you couldn't be more day and night than what George Karl likes to do. That Memphis offense was a complete slow it down, grind it out type of game. They funneled everything through their big men. The Nuggets never use their big men. They're almost, you know, what are they even doing out there type of thing.
Sure, yeah.
It would be very interesting if Hollins comes in here. You know, what kind of offense is he going to be able to run? Can Ty Lawson adapt to more of a half-court offense? Or maybe, you know, you're not running so much of a transition game anymore. I mean, all that's left right now, or what's going on right now, is just questions, and hopefully we'll have some answers here soon.
Well, and you look at even a guy like Shaw, how would he adapt to this Nuggets team? Because that seems to be the other name that's out there, as you mentioned right when we jumped on. Is that closer than a Lionel Hollins might be, or will time tell, as he's only an assistant coach at this point?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Hollins is probably more of that known quantity, so if you kind of wanted to go with him, you get a guy that has, you know, experience at the NBA head coaching level. He's had the pressure on him. He's been to the Western Conference Finals now. He's kind of, you know, he took that Memphis team that had that huge upset over the San Antonio Spurs just a couple of seasons ago as well. So he's kind of more the battle-tested guy. Brian Shaw, there's some questions, you know, if he comes in, is he going to want to put that triangle offense of Tex Winters and Phil Jackson into play? And how is he going to handle being an NBA head coach? That would be kind of more of a question mark. And if they kind of went with Shaw, that would almost indicate that maybe they are kind of going in this whole new direction where they're going to be rebuilding a little bit, which is a scary word to mention.
Oh, yeah, so scary. After getting used to the playoffs for so long, because before that, you know, we all witnessed the tough seasons with the Denver Nuggets before, I guess, Carmelo Anthony was drafted. So the idea of going back to that or even close to that is scary for a lot of Nuggets fans. Joining us on the Super Shuttle Hotline, Nate Timmons, proprietor of DenverStiffs.com. In the grand scheme of things, Nate, is this Kroenke saying, we're not going to go unconventional anymore? We're done with the George Karl trying to bring on a bunch of, you know, maybe mediocre talent, try to run and gun offense, and try to do something that not a lot of teams can do. Is this Kroenke basically saying, we want to get a new coach in here, and we're going to try to go with conventional, and maybe even try to get that elusive superstar in Denver?
I do think that this is Josh Kroenke saying that we want to go in a new direction. What direction that's going to be, we'll know when they hire a head coach. You know, like we said, if it's Lionel Hollins, we'll kind of know a little bit of the direction they want to go in, and that's more traditional basketball, that's defensive-minded basketball. I just think it's a bold move by Josh to go this direction, and it's almost saying, We're done with what we were trying to do. Like you said, we're done with trying to maybe win unconventionally, or we're just done with that voice of Karl's voice with this team. He did an excellent job here. He's a great coach here for the Nuggets in the regular seasons. Playoff success really hurt him here, and I think that's kind of, you know, maybe what Josh is wanting to head in a new direction for, is to hopefully find that playoff success.
Now, Nate, you've had, you know, you talked to me, you've had breakfast with George Karl. You've developed a good relationship with George Karl in the past. What does it mean to George moving away from Denver? You know, this was, how many times did he say he wanted to finish his career in Denver, really adapted to the city well and to the state? What does it mean for him? Is it going to be extremely emotional for him moving on?
And not only has Karl said that he wanted to finish his career here, he said that this is where he wants to live after he's done with basketball. I mean, he's really become part of this community. I think he could easily land on his feet here. He's got, you know, multiple options out there. There's already reports that the Grizzlies are perhaps reaching out to him, so we could see a coaching trade of Lionel Hollins for George Karl.
Wow.
you know, there's the whole rumors about the Los Angeles Clippers. The New Jersey Nets would certainly love to make a big hire. You know, Mikhail Prokhorov would love to bring in a big-name coach, and there's not too many, you know, big names out there besides George Karl. So I think coaching-wise, I think he'd be okay. I do think it would be tough for him to, you know, want to uproot his family. I mean, his daughter's grown up here, and having to uproot them would be a difficult thing that, you know, these guys have to unfortunately deal with being in the NBA.
Well, Nate, we look forward to your article this morning on DenverStiffs.com. That looks like some great stuff. Haven't had a chance to dig into it just yet, as it's pretty new right now, but we do encourage fans to jump on and give that a read. That's a great read there for you on DenverStiffs.com. And Nate, when you get news, you know, we'd love to get you right back on the program.
Yeah, I'd love to come back on, and I also kind of think, too, you know, we might get to see now some of these younger players in Denver get a chance to develop. You know, your Evan Fournier's and the biggest guy on the team, JaVale McGee. I mean, this might make way for him to get into that starting lineup and see some more minutes as well. But, yeah, we'll let you guys know as soon as we hear anything.
All right, Nate Timmons, thanks so much, man. And, yeah, we'll let you get right back at it with your Denver Nuggets coverage.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, that's Nate Timmons, proprietor of DenverStiffs.com. Does an excellent job. If you have an opportunity this morning, jump on DenverStiffs.com or this afternoon and read what he wrote this morning, and it's titled Josh Kroenke Makes Bold Move by Not Bringing Back George Karl as Denver Nuggets Coach. It's already blowing up there, all the comments and everything on the article this morning. So go to DenverStiffs.com if you want to get some more insight on this. Like, I always brag about this. I think we just got extremely lucky with Nate and DenverStiffs.com. They're like 2 weeks ahead of the curve on most big stories here. So what does this mean for the Nuggets moving forward? What does this mean for Andre Iguodala? What does this mean for the youth, the run and gun offense that this Denver Nuggets team is? Could all of that be moving in a completely different direction? Again, a lot of questions still out there, but the one that is no longer out there is what will the Denver Nuggets do with George Karl moving forward? As you've heard, George Karl is no longer the Denver Nuggets head coach. 11:22 the time. Jayhawk, we're going to get out of here and take a quick break. I'm going to wipe my tears away, and we will come right back here on Agfinity Sports Day on a Thursday. You're listening to News Talk 1310 KFKA. Those of you that are for George Karl, if you were a George Karl fan, this is probably not great news. I was of the mindset, finish out the year, but here's how it went down. George Karl wanted an extension. He doesn't like, as Nate pointed out, he doesn't like going into a year without knowing what his future holds, and made no bones about it. But Kroenke said, you know what? We're not going to extend you. Probably going in a different direction anyway. So for the sake of the Nuggets organization, and I think maybe somewhere deep down, for the sake of Karl, Kroenke said, we're just going to part ways with you so that you can go find a long-term deal. Maybe. Now, it could be all just about the Nuggets. They were going to do this anyway. But part of me thinks that we weren't going to extend you. You want that insurance. I get it. We probably need to move in a different direction. Here you go. Good luck, Grasshopper. Hey, you know what? This news. I'm a George Karl guy. I'm worried about the Nuggets now. I could use a brewski after work today, maybe after the show. I don't know. Boy, On the Rocks Liquor, the nicest guys in the liquor business. John and Tony will hook us up over there, that's for sure. With the game beer of the week, you can get it for a discount tomorrow. Great Divide from Great Divide Brewing, Denver Pale Ale. Stop in every Monday and Friday and you get a discount off of the game beer of the week. Now, it's usually just to kind of celebrate the Rockies being in full swing. And hey, the Rockies did great last night. We'll get into that later on in the program. But it's also to drown your sorrows if you are a George Karl fan or if you're concerned. Jason, I know with you, you were kind of the mindset it might be time to move on. But you're still probably saying, what's next?
Yeah, I have no idea what's going to be next. This came as a shock, you know, to all of us.
Oh, it's a big shock.
I mean, just broke early this morning, but, you know, about a month ago, even before he was announced Coach of the Year, you know, I was here on the air saying, you know, he's got to go. We can't get through the first round of the playoffs. You know, enough's enough. You buy into this team who wins, you know, 50-plus games a year, but then can't do anything when it comes time that they're supposed to do it. So I kind of was liking him to, you wanted him to stay, and I wanted him to go. But then he got Coach of the Year, and then I found out he only had 1 year left on his contract.
Finish the contract.
So I figure, they'll finish out 1 year, Coach of the Year. You're not gonna get rid of anyone that's Coach of the Year. I mean, that'd be crazy, right? So,
well, and how much
but now? Who are they gonna go get?
Yeah,
I got one. Phil Jackson, go.
Is that the big plan? Is that the grand scheme behind everything?
Right?
I mean, yeah, I think it's far fetched, but who knows, man? Does Phil Jackson? Is he at a point in his career where he wants a challenge? Where he wants to say, I can do it without a superstar. I've won 11 championships, but everybody's always going to say, well, you won 6 with Jordan and 5 with Kobe. Can you do it with Ty Lawson?
Well, yeah, the Nuggets are a pretty solid group. I mean,
they are, and I'm not taking anything away from those guys. But I do wonder, and I think with George Karl throughout the regular season, how much was he able to milk those guys? Those guys, the Costa Kufuses that may not start anywhere else. JaVale McGee, who was constantly laughed at in Washington. How much was George Karl able to bring out? And that's the thing. You don't really know until you see them without George Karl again.
Yeah, and it's been 9 years since we've seen him without George Karl, so we're used to the success.
It's going to be some adjustments.
We're used to, as Nuggets fans, we're used to the regular season success. I mean, that's been a constant.
Is this like the Mike Shanahan firing?
Yeah, in a way.
Because Mike Shanahan was well-known, well-loved in Denver for the most part. I think he was a fan favorite. If you go into, what is it, the Texas Roadhouse in Greeley, it's John Elway, Pat Bowlen, and Mike Shanahan painted up there on motorcycles. I don't even know if that's still there. But they're touted as the legendary guys. Obviously, that group brought Super Bowls here. But Mike Shanahan wasn't getting the job done. They were finishing 8-8. They weren't even getting to the playoffs. And it was kind of an either way. You could stick with Shanahan, and maybe this team would get better because you had a young Jay Cutler and a young team at that point. Or do you go in a completely different direction and tank your franchise for a year and a half with Josh McDaniels? And they did.
Yeah, last year and then this year, we're finally breaking out of that whole slump. The Broncos. If we can get a decent coach in there, and Lionel Hollins is a very good coach.
I'm a big fan of Lionel Hollins.
I mean, he just took the Grizzlies to their first ever conference final.
But
he got 56 wins.
Are you scared with Lionel Hollins? Because look at the two big guys he had. I'm not necessarily worried about the coaching for Ty Lawson and Danilo Gallinari when he comes back and if Andre Iguodala works out. But I'm more, and Wilson Chandler on that note too, but look at the big men for Memphis. Marc Gasol.
Defensive player of the year.
And Zach Randolph. Just a powerhouse down there. I think they will be a better team one way or the other with that group intact, and we'll see what happens. Especially if Lionel Hollins would have stayed, but...
Well, he does want to stay, so we'll see if...
But I don't know if Memphis is... It's interesting with Memphis.
Now the Clippers are vacant. I'm sure they're going to hit, Carl now, and who knows? There could be a lot of teams that go after Carl now. He is a very good coach.
He absolutely is, and Carl gets superstars if he goes to the Clippers. He gets Chris Paul, and he gets Blake Griffin gift-wrapped for him. Does he want superstars? Those are different kind of superstars. Say what you will about Blake Griffin. He's not a big prima donna like Dwight Howard. He does the funny commercials. He does all the dunk contests. I get it. But he's a different superstar that maybe George Karl could get in line with. And at Chris Paul as well, who is not necessarily a Kobe Bryant, LeBron James type superstar either.
He'd have to go down there and schedule his practices and stuff around their commercial schedules.
Oh, yeah.
Those are Paul the two. Griffin. So
those are the two
I don't know if he
most
wants that.
Popular guys right now.
So I don't know if he'd want that circus on his shoulders or not. That'd be a lot to ask.
The best thing with Chris Paul, you get two for one because of his State Farm commercials. He's got the mustache.
Yeah.
He's two different guys. So you get a State Farm agent and his brother, and you get Chris Paul. So I'm pretty sure George Karl would be stoked about that, at least. Texter here on the text line. Financial reasons for the Nuggets to make this move now. If Karl signs with another team, and my bet is he will, he saved the Nuggets some money. I agree that's probably part of it too. But again, I wonder so much if part of it's not. I said this last week, or I said this Monday with George Karl when we started hearing the rumors of him talking to the Clippers. I almost wondered if Kroenke was going to say, "Hey, George, you want to go somewhere else and get that long-term deal? We're not going to extend you. I love you. You've been with us for 9 years. I'm going to fire you and let you go look elsewhere."
which is strange because he came to Josh and, you know, I just want an extension on my contract. I mean, we don't know the details of how many years and how much he asked for. But it probably can't be many more years, maybe two more years on top of this one.
But would Kroenke have felt the pressure on the other end if he would have resigned him? How much pressure, how many Denver fans would be very upset to risk, and even those that liked Carl? I was of the mindset, love Carl to death. I'm a big George Carl fan. But I was of the mindset that if George Carl does not get past the first round this coming year, next year, you got to move on. You just got to. 10 years would be too much of not really doing much in the playoffs. But even those fans, would they be upset if they said, well, we're going to give 3 years to George Carl? Who knows? A lot of questions are all over the place. We'll stay with this if you want to today. You can hit us on the text line, 970-518-3166, 518-3166. Rockies talk as well. NBA championship gets going tonight, the finals, as the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat get going. 11:34 the time, we're way overdue. Let's jump out and get the latest on the 24-hour news and weather center. You like that? I'm playing Jayhawk my air guitar here today. Thought he might enjoy some good show. He needed it. Needed some entertainment. Hey, want to throw this out there. Sport Clips in Greeley. Great opportunity for Father's Day weekend. What better way to treat your dad for Father's Day than a haircut? Hot dogs and drinks on May 15th from 11 to 2. You can stop by Sport Clips, and they're going to be barbecuing, doing the whole shebang there. Set the summer going. Stop by, get your hair cut, treat dad. That's the perfect gift right there. I heard Tom on AM Colorado say dad doesn't want another tie. He doesn't. Dad just wants to look good, man. He wants to get an MVP experience, a neck and shoulder massage, because dad works hard. Jayhawk, you're a dad. You're working hard. You want the shoulder massage, man. Your kids bring you in, get you squared away, get you ready to go, get you the haircut, precision haircut. That's Sport Clips. Trust me. I get my hair cut there. Jayhawk gets his hair cut there. You got to get in there and try it. Sport Clips located south of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue. Again, write this down. June 15th. I think I said May 15th, but that already happened. You can't travel in the past. It's not Back to the Future. June 15th. You can stop in there from 11 to 2. I think that's a Saturday. So perfect opportunity to get your dad ready for Father's Day. Get him looking sharp and then take him somewhere. Take him to a Rockies game or something, but get him sharp first. 11:41, the time. Super Shuttle text line open today. 518-3166. If you want to talk about this today, this George Carl firing, obviously everyone's going to be voicing their opinion. If you want to call it a firing, however you want to call that. A guy in a contract, not done anymore.
Yeah, he wasn't fired. He went in there and asked for an extension.
But he was under contract, and the contract was terminated.
Well, so. It's like I have been talking in the last few days. You know, he hates, he said this many times, he hates coaching in his final year when he has nothing set for the future. So that's why he went in to ask for an extension, and Kroenke just said no. So he's all right, well, I'm not going to, you know, you're not re-upping me, I'm not going to coach, bye.
But Carl would have, I mean, technically he was under contract, so he would have kind of had to, if they really wanted to fight this out, under contract would mean you are going to be a coach here. You can kick and scream all you want. But yeah, I get it. It's not a firing, but it's still kind of a, we're not renewing you, so your contract is done. We get it. Move on. And again, we don't know if it was more from the goodness of Kroenke's heart or if it was more from Kroenke was probably going to move on anyway and suffer through another year and just see what happens.
Well, Kroenke's got some big holes to fill.
Oh, big time.
This is getting out of control. Who's next?
Well, you got an executive. Okay, if you were just coming in, let's say, Jayhawk, you were living on an island without TV and internet for the last 3 years, 2 years, whatever. You come back, you got a beard, and you go to Sport Clips, you get that thing taken care of, and then you
nice.
Quick little plug there. and then you check the news, and you see, oh, wow, The Nuggets must have been doing pretty good. They made the playoffs. George Karl was the coach of the year. Wow. Masai Ujiri was the GM of the year. That's really good. Man, the Nuggets are great. What? They're not going to renew Masai Ujiri? That's a lot of money. Okay, but crazy. They didn't even make a better offer. What? They're not going to renew George Karl? So if you're just walking into that story and you're not paying attention, it's pretty crazy.
Well, yeah, and both of them happened within 6 days of each other. So in less than a week, you just completely
imploded. If you're Ty Lawson, don't you dare become a superstar and become MVP next year. Yeah. Your butt is out.
Yeah, good thing we didn't have MVP or Rookie of the Year or something.
You did. I guess Kenneth Fareed would be the closest because he did get to go to the rookie sophomore game in the All-Stars.
And he did the dunk contest.
So does that anybody that got an honor this year?
Yeah, pretty much gone.
And who did we talk about at the break? Kenneth Fareed. What is his future? Is he done? Does he move on? If a Lionel Hollins comes in, does he want high-energy big men? Or does he want slow-the-pace-down fundamentals big men? Kenneth Fareed and JaVale McGee are, like Nate Timmons said about coaches, night and day from Marc Gasol and Anthony Randolph.
Yeah.
Free throw guys that can shoot free throws, guys that can back you down one-on-one. Maybe the guys that aren't going to run up and down the floor, though, and get you alley-oop central. But they're definitely fundamental guys.
Yeah, so we get Gasol, Randolph, and Hollins to come to Denver.
Hey, let's do a straight trade.
Karl McGee and Fareed go to Memphis and
I hate to
play
say
ball.
I hate to say it because I love Kenneth Fareed, right? You love that high energy, but at the same time, Fareed fits the George Karl model. Now it's all about fitting the model. Who fits the model? You don't know what the model is yet, but you got to figure it out. And soon. Because you got players trying out for the team for pre-draft. That's coming up, folks. The draft is right around the corner. You got to get this done. 11:45 the time. We'll stay with this today. Also, Colorado Rockies and Cargo. They just go crazy last night. Nuts.
Don't forget Tulo.
And Tulo.
Tulo had a
great game. Oh, it was sensational.
Game.
The hitting is back, at least for this series. They win the series. Shocker to me. 11:46 the time. We'll be right back. Hey, a quick note for listeners today. Just got this. Our Northern Colorado Preps insider was set to join us, Clark Johnson, this afternoon. We're going to reschedule that and move that to tomorrow. Had some things coming up for him. Obviously, with news of him having hip surgery, what, about a month ago, he has a couple of appointments this afternoon. Everything's okay. Just a couple of updates there, but he can't reschedule, so he just shot me a text. So we'll have him on tomorrow on a Friday. And what we're going to do is kind of take a look ahead. Baseball's done. Well, we got summer baseball. But can you believe this? We're already in the mode of putting together schedules for our high school broadcast schedule. We do want to hear from you, the listeners. I want to hear from you on the text line. We will take this seriously, I promise you. Text me who you want, 1310 KFKA, to cover more next year. We'll have our high school game of the week on Fridays, starting with football. Give me your texts, because your team could just very well get coverage from us more than just maybe once every couple of months. Shoot me a text on the text line, 970-518-3166. 518-3166. Doesn't need to be a big deal. Just text me. Greeley Central, Greeley West, Loveland, Windsor, Fort Collins, Rocky Mountain. We want to hear from you, the listeners in Northern Colorado. Where will you be sending Clark Johnson? And, of course, I've got another announcement for our color commentator. I'm going to wait on that, though. We do have another guy starting with us. Taking my role and moving me aside. I just get punted aside. That's how it kind of works here. Now, we got a guy that knows his stuff, and he's going to be ready to rock and roll for us. So we'll get into that more in more detail. Text me on the text line, though, 970-518-3166. Got a texter here already. More Central. More Greeley Central. All right. That's what we want. We're going to compile that. Fight for your team, folks. 11:50 the time. We'll be right back on Xfinity Sports Day, only on News Talk 1310 KFKA.
The pitch. Fastball swing and a drive. Deep. to right center field. Over and way out of here. Second long ball of the ball game for Carlos Gonzalez. And the Rockies jump back into the lead, 6-4 on the three-run shot.
Well, they measure home runs here in Cincinnati. We'll be curious to see what that one is.
6-4, as you heard the score, the Rockies went on to score six more runs. 12-4. I got the report on my phone. I subscribe to some of the breaking news around Colorado and things like that, and I got the report first. It said 12-4, and it said Cargo, two home runs, Tulo, three. It was backwards. So then I thought they said correction. They sent it right back, and I thought, oh, there's no way the Rockies scored 12 runs. There's a correction there. There's a typo because I didn't watch the game last night. And no, the typo was just reversed because Cargo had three home runs and Tulowitzki had two. But the Rockies, they win the series. They beat the Reds, rubber match last night, and they go 12-4. Here we were at the beginning of the week saying, wow, are the Reds going to cause this team to go under or go to 500? And the Rockies win the series against a 36-24 team in Cincinnati,
who was also 21-7 at home when the series started.
Wow.
So to do this on the road, that's a huge confidence boost. And Tulo going 5-for-5. Arenado got 4 out of 5. You know, you talked about all the home runs. I mean, it was just a clinic on hitting.
Let's see if the Rockies can use this now and start getting some momentum getting into the season here. They've got San Diego coming up, so you would think, hey, that's a 4-game series. Great opportunity to keep that momentum. Start pulling ahead. Get above. Get more over that 500 line. This is the great opportunity.
Yeah, they got the Padres for 4 in a row starting tonight. Actually, at 6:40 down at Coors Field. I mean, the way the Padres are playing, there's no reason the Rockies shouldn't win this series if they can continue the momentum that they had last night, getting 20 hits. I mean, that 20 hits in one game, that's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. That was huge. Like I said, I thought there was a typo. But the Rockies, the beast has been awoken, so to speak, if they can keep that up. But 12 runs, man, that was great.
And the Reds, they scored 4. All of them were in the bottom of the first. And then after that, they shut them out. Basically, it was a no-hitter from the second inning on. It was the first inning that they gave up the 4 runs on, I think, 5 hits, and nothing ever happened again.
Chacin gets the nod tonight to start at, 6:40 as they start that series against San Diego. Here's how it looks for that series. De La Rosa, Chatwood, Nicasio. Nice little lineup right there. See what can happen. See if this Rockies team can keep it rolling. I think this was a very pleasant surprise for a lot of Rockies fans, to pull that series out, lost the first one, but then to win 2 in a row and win that series after a very shaky finish to the month and maybe all month in May. Consistency, 32-28, you're 4 games over .500. We thought, like we said, we thought by the time we got to Thursday, the Rockies may very well get to 500 for the first time since they were 0-0 at the beginning of the season.
And they've climbed back to the second spot in the West, only 2.5 back now of Arizona. You know, so no team's really going crazy and getting a big lead in this NL West. It's going to be a battle all year.
The pressure is on you, Colorado Rockies, right now, because you've got, football season. Some people still not thinking about it just yet. All the questions up in the air for the Nuggets. All the questions up in the air for the Avalanche. Yeah, I know there's a lot of excitement there, but there's still a lot of questions. You need to pull through. Come on, Rockies. Give us a surprise here. I'm satisfied with a little above a .500 record just because of the 98 loss. But if we could get so much more, maybe even a playoff run, that's what this town needs. 11:57 the time. We'll be back for the second hour of Agfinity Sports Day, only on News Talk 1310 KFKA.